Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everybody, listen up. Listening to, I'm basically quote-unquote talk dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only, the guy's responsible for all this organic okay. Organic, speak up. Let them know you're here.
Yes, everyone, this is Comedian Organic Okay. For those who have never met Comedian Organic Okay, my name is really Organic Okay, but Comedian Organic Okay, it goes together. So those for, you know, no one knows I'm involved with comedy. When I say that, it's an introduction. But it is what it is. Stand-up comedian, you know, audio, personality, radio show, blog show, personality, actor. It's a lot of different tasks that I, you know, involved in. You know, it's like preparing, marinating, preparing these, you know, multiple platforms of creativity. Now, today I got my co-host, Talk Dude, and everyone out there. It's not just me.
All right, okay, you are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Okay, please, make the first step in your own life, make change. Call in. We're here at 1-319-527-6060. No, wait, that's not it. I messed up. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Man, I just made the blooper reel with that one. I just loved it. Okay, so Organic, how can we basically help people make that first change tonight?
You're going through this like a motion, bro. You can't have somebody in the ER emergency and you're talking to them like they're going through rehearsal. Life is, sometimes the rehearsal is life living with love. Rehearsal is love. You're rehearsing, new people can be rehearsal. Is love. And when you try to modify, you know, you got to look at, if your experience is not the same as everybody else, why would you come into the equation and disrupt the balance that people have? To tell them, hey, take this, bro. Hey, come here. It's like, you see them out on the street, they offer you something to eat. It looks good, but you're like, I think I passed. Why do you say you passed? Because, 1 second, I'll be right back with you. Get, talk to him for a minute.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you something, everybody. Now, change is good. Everybody fears change because some people, when things change, were ignorant to it. But there gets to be a certain time in your life where the circumstances of something just aren't working anymore. You have to change. I know. It's work. It's tiring. It's sweating. Old people especially fear change because just when they've basically gotten used to it, think how much time left. What I am is what I am. But dang it. Change is necessary. Unnecessary. Not necessary evil. A necessary good. Okay. Everything will matter. Think about how you could change right now. You could basically do something to improve upon yourself. Now, take a moment to realize, where am I in life? Where am I? I'm standing somewhere in the world. Where is that? Figure out what that point is. And your next goal is to start basically taking steps into being more the you want to be. Make some kind of history, the history of your life. You can improve, you can change. Start with baby steps. Start with little itty-bitty, teeny-tiny little things. Start with it. Begin with it. It's a necessity. It's a realism. It's necessary. Sometimes if we're not careful, we make changes that turn out to be for the worst. We want to change, but we do the wrong thing. We're so afraid of having such a setback that we stay stuck in the same little pigeonhole that is. We do that. We are like that. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't. You can be your true self.
You can be the you you want to be.
You can reach for that brass ring. No, the gold one. You can be. Is there a kind of history you want to make? Something you want to do? Think about that. History is made every single day. And one of the reasons we learn history is so we don't just see where we've been, but we learn to repeat the best of it, not the worst. Some hindsight is necessary. Try it, whatever. Let's say that basically you're somebody who basically isn't quite in the shape you want to be. I know, it's a lot of work. A lot of, you guys do a lot of hard things you'd rather not do. It's easier just to let yourself go, isn't it? Or at least stay where you are. Sometimes if we don't change, history has a way to change for us. It's like the metabolism starts going, we can't eat certain foods, you know, without basically seeing the result and weight and what, whatever. Leon, I mean, tell us, Weezy, what kind of physique do you want to be? Do you want to be thinner? Do you want to be bulkier, more muscular? Do you want to put a, do you want to basically develop your body a little bit? What do you want? Ask yourself how I can get that. How I can make daily resolutions to get to that every single day. Let's say you want an ideally muscular physique. But that means you basically have to regard eating a lot of stuff, the kind of things you'd rather not. Honestly. Some people think if you drink some protein shakes, it'll help. But you got to drink the right ones. There's some of them that are just plain snake oil. And you want to beef up your body. You want to do all this in spades. Let's say you want to build up your mind a little bit. So maybe next time you're on your phone, you can look up things. You have the right answers. Nowadays, all the answers are at our fingertips. We just text into our phones, don't we? You can be a, remember there was a time when basically you really respected somebody who knew all that stuff, who didn't have to go run and look it up. But looking it up is a lot easier now. You can expand your mind. You can expand your body. You can become more the person you want to be. Yes, it can happen. You can be kind of personally more the type of person that you want to be. Truth is, you might be holding yourself back. You don't realize you are. How do you give up a lot of your favorite foods? You learn to change. It's like, look, vegetarians, they learn how to live off a steady diet of vegetables to make them healthier. Now, without kind of the meatier protein, they're not going to pack on the really big kind of muscular bodies you want to be if you want to look like a professional weightlifter. But they can improve. It can happen. Every single moment, okay, here's the thing. If you're not climbing the ladder, you're sliding down from it. You're either evolving or devolving. There's no in-between. The key is you got to be evolving somehow every single moment of the day. Every way, somehow, you're getting better. You need to be somehow doing that. I know. Once again, it's a lot of work, but think about it. Wouldn't that make your own life a lot more interesting? Taking the illusion to be the person you want to be? Wouldn't that be something? Aren't you tired of basically just feeling restless, wishless? When you get older, it basically gets harder to celebrate your birthdays and the holidays. You know how you look forward to those, whatever, now. It just gets harder. That's why so many of us drink and smoke and do harder drugs. See, a lot of weight. It feels like this is the only happiness we're going to have. We want to die sooner because we're so disappointed. This is life. It can be more than this. It can be. Figure out what is. Figure out this. Find ways. Find a team of people who want to get together. Surround yourself with the right kind of people who are all about making progress. Or if not, look. It's like, okay. certain things destroy us, hold us back, hold us down. Think about the little bad habits that you've been making. The best way to give up bad habits is to make new ones. You'll break habits where you know. Like, okay, let's say you want to quit smoking. What do you do? Do you eat more? Do you exercise more? Do you do all those things. Nicotine gum, there's always a way to get what you need, what you want. You can be that person. There is a way. There is a something. You can be what you want to be. You can be what you need to be. Truth is, you can be what you want to be. Start with smaller goals. Start with basically, you aim low at first, okay? Like, oh, let's say I want my teeth to be whiter and I'll buy a more whitening toothpaste. I'll brush with baking soda. I'll gargle. I'll get a tongue scraper and I'll floss more fervently. I'll get sugarless gum. Let's say you want to basically just be healthier. You learn to drink a little bit more water. You basically try to go a little bit more for those fruits and vegetables. It's like if you want to become a vegetarian, at first you cut down on the meat and the animal based, what have you. Less and less of it until before you know it, you're eating like a rabbit. And the truth is, veganism, now that's looked at as the ultimate healthy option. It's true. And the truth is, you can basically literally try to basically have less and less and less of meat-eating animal base until before you know it. You are. It's an accomplishment. And while it gets hard to celebrate holidays as you get older, you can find a way without just resorting to some kind of drug. Find a way. A precious way. A special way. The answer is often right in front of you. What this show is really about is about helping you basically reach all those goals. I think a lot of us need to get together and create some kind of special history. We need to renounce a lot of violence towards other people. We need to basically make it so we're giving up on prejudices. Now, most people would be quick to say, no prejudice, no whatever. Look, I know a lot of prejudice is gone, but a lot of it's still there, too. It's all just basically about every single one of us. It's not even really that much work, really. You just have to make a point not to judge a book by its cover, not to generalize, not to getting annoyed by people who are different. If all of us do this, when we know it, we'll say, well, my God, my system is gone. Now what do I do? It's refreshing, but, geez, I couldn't believe I was bigoted before. Well, but I don't know how to live life now. I don't know how to live life if basically I'm not prejudiced. It's a scary thought, isn't it? We're all annoyed by things, but only unhappy people hold on to prejudices. The idea we hate somebody more than we hate ourselves. Honestly. Honestly. Now, there's a lot of other things. There's ways to have fun without basically needing to ingest booze, going to a bar and personally whatever. You do that every now and again, but you don't have to be one of those people who just is a bar fly, who just made themselves a permanent fixture in that residence. It doesn't have to be like that. Now, one of the first steps, first of all, health-wise, we should all drink more water, a lot, particularly like, you know, how much water you drink. It's not just the 8 glasses a day. It depends on how much you weigh, how tall you are, what you eat, and what kind of pills you take, and how much you exercise. See, everything varies. Everything is different. Why? Another thing, I think so many of us focus, we care too much what celebrities are doing. I'm not saying there shouldn't be celebrities in the world. It's good for people to be famous, think of being famous, being in movies we like. But often we care too much what they do, whether the movie is selling, whether they crash and burn, or even just hating them just because you didn't like their last movie. And also, don't forget to imagine a lot of them are living these soap opera lifestyles. And you know what? We get behind that too much. We take a lot of this stuff to heart. We care too much about this. We care too much about this and not enough about things that matter. I know sometimes it's an escape from the tire and tediousness of our own existences. I got up early. I fought my way to go to work, a job I grew to hate. And the pay I got, not only does it not seem like enough, it doesn't justify me living. It's not even enough to pay what I need to keep getting by. I'm working on the kind of person that basically needs food stamps. I'm going to escape. I'm going to try focusing what famous people are doing. I want them to be doing badly so I don't feel like I'm alone in my misery. People. You can achieve self-improvement. You can make the history. You can make the change. Put your intention on something special. I have some friends who text me to give them messages and whatever every night. You can basically be what you want to be. You can be what you need to be. It can be real. Because let me tell you the truth. We all have some kind of potential. We've heard of no child being left behind thing. In a way, no person should be. Now, it's true, like children. If you give them enough space and whatever to do whatever they want, they're all going to kill each other. They're children. They're wild animals. We need to decide the domestic sort of rules and structure to keep everybody from destroying themselves. We all could use structure in life. Structure, they're like the skeleton's bones, the bones in the body. I mean, without it, all the organs just collapse, whatever. Just big blobs. We're not going to be equipped for survival. It's true. Love yourself just a little bit. Put that mirror in like a little bit more to see. Remember, before you have anything, have some sense of self-worth. Like yourself somewhat first. Then get ready to change the world, starting with yourself. It's that old saying, when you make a change in the world, start to change with you. What is necessary? What is? Maybe, let me tell you a little bit of a story. I had a very bad alcoholic habit. And then, to stop drinking alcohol, I started drinking like
I told you, stop giving away your material!
Sorry. Somehow I knew that was going to happen. Let's keep talking about basic. A lot of that improvement.
There's a million things in the world to talk about. I mean, you're like a person that's so like on your own self. Like, you know, if you was a jock, man, people wouldn't even want to talk to you because you just told much about yourself. It's like, come on now, this world when we're talking about others. I understand you're dealing with stuff. But it's not the all things one option. You know what I mean? It's like if you go to a clothing store, say, oh, yeah, I'd like to get this one shirt. There's other shirts there you won't like too. And I'm not gonna allow you to take disability and make it disability. God damn.
No, no, I'm telling everybody, look, we all have a disadvantage.
No,
all we don't. Can be overcome.
Everybody don't have a disadvantage. Some people disadvantages. Everybody don't have the same disadvantages. It doesn't apply to everybody the same way. But don't make it some boring ass class that people didn't want to be in, okay? You've been your whole life. If someone, look at this. This is what I found out. You like to hear it?
Do I like what?
All right, everyone, this is what I found out. I found out, have you ever seen somebody very exceptional ability in life? And guess what happened?
Go ahead.
They end up dying. And then people that's average start talking that average shit again. And you're like, oh, man. And they just belittle, undermine the person, all the work they did. They want to act like now they have the time to just highlight their average over. It's like plagiarizing some that don't need to be messed with. And what you're doing is the same thing.
All right. Okay. Okay. Look.
I want to tell everybody out there, you all the potential to make great history. You could all do that.
Check this out. If everybody, it was up to everybody, you wouldn't have a platform because everybody don't want to see you shine, right?
Yeah.
And if you worry about all those people, guess what you're going to have? More problems than you need. The people that make you successful is not necessarily the people that will keep you successful. Got it?
Indeed.
It's people that are successful and people hate them with a passion. And because if they got the right machine, got the right infrastructure of people that's connected, they will never be at the bottom. And people hate that with a passion because they try to go to events, try to see them, try to show them the kind of vibe that they treat their native people in the community that they, you know, in a sense they call it, it's, they do to them. And they're mad because that person, they can't affect that person's life. And the person like, what is the person doing? They don't understand that this person trying to destroy them. Trying to tell you that, bro. Stop wasting your time on boring shit that's not, you know what happens? You're wasting your time on stuff that's going to keep you behind.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm also telling people at home not to do the same thing. They can make their own history. They can make individual history, little bits of history here and there. Like, they can do that. They can start with self-improvement.
Yeah, but if you're living in everybody's pain and you haven't got out of your own pain, you want to be suffocated with others' pain. That is more, look at this. It sounds good when you're doing somebody that level of pain, you can kind of, you know, give them a little appetizer. When somebody's full-fledged ER emergency, got no time for, you know, compromising, it's going to take everything out of you. If you're not built, understanding, it takes another level of clarity that you're not utilizing. I'm not saying you don't have. Anybody truly see, know you have it, but you spend more of your time trying to undermine your habits of succeeding with disability. Stop wasting your time on trying to tell people. You succeeding, it shows the change. You don't have to act like you succeeding. It's naturally showing.
Indeed, you're right.
If you see a lion in the room with all these animals to eat, I said, how you doing today? The lion's been nice. I said, lion! Man, listen, you should be worried about the lion talking to you. Because the lion's talking to you, evidently, he ain't going to bite you. You got this kind of habit. It's like almost like something makes me feel like all it is people oppressed. Some places, people just want to enjoy them succeeding from being oppressed. You know what I mean? And you want to, everyone, go do this. No, everyone, I'm so sick. Have you ever heard people go get dressed, they get dressed up and go to the hospital to eat? They don't go to the hospital Everybody's going to the hospital. They got the best food. Everybody's going. People are just too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at, you're speaking for yourself. And what I mean by that, respectfully, is when you're speaking for yourself, it shouldn't be something that you're not clear about how you want to feel. See what I'm saying? It shouldn't be, can you speak for me? You know what I mean? No, you speak for yourself because you truly, you've been waiting for people to tell you the truth for so long. And what they, have they ever got around to telling you the truth? They ain't got around to tell you the truth. So why would you waste your time on waiting to hear them out? No, you got time. Everybody's comedian organic, okay? And my co-host is comedian talk dude. You know,
one
talk dude.
Thank you all. I want to wish you all happy improvement. Remember, you can't better yourself. Look, we're on the web. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can get all our shows up there. Thank you all.
Give me the name one more time for those that need to hear it as they leave off the air. Listening.
You can all personally improve. You can all get better than you are.
Stop. The name of the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past.
Be in the change for the future.
Oh, man. This guy right here. Everybody, good night.
Thank you for listening. Happy improvement and good night.